Investment flash.
Oil's sliding on hope, buddy, but the tanks are running dry. Here's what the market's missing.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 25th, London edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
Tom here, ready to ride this momentum train.
And I've already got my eye on the PE ratios.
All right, so oil took a hit last session on hopes of a US-Iran deal. But Nikkei Asia warns inventories are slipping below 100 days of demand. That's the tightest in years.
And our buy oil call from the weekend is still up 104% year to date. That's a bull market on pause, not a reversal.
Yeah, but Tom, if that deal actually happens, the supply flood could swamp those gains. Trunk says no rush, but markets are already pricing it. But dips a trap if the waterway opens.
Wait, Gerald, that's if the deal happens. The physical damage to supply is already done. Below 100 days of inventory is a dangerous vulnerability. We saw what happened in 2020 when storage got tight.
Exactly, Marie. This is not a knee-jerk. The supply losses are real. The market's pricing the deal, not the shortage.
All right, fair point. But the counter is clear. If I'm holding oil here, I'm hedging against a headline that says Strait reopens.
That's the tug of war. And no one's talking about OPEC's response if Iranian barrels return. They'd have to cut elsewhere. That's not priced in.
Second order effects matter.
All right, fair enough. And as always, folks, none of this is investment advice. We're just three friends talking markets.
Speaking of records, Bloomberg says momentum stocks just had their best run in decades. AI rally driving the whole thing.
NVIDIA at a forward PE of 17, still cheap for that growth. And the momentum ETF near a 52-week high, up 20% this year. This is the trade, buddy. Remember that China AI implosion yesterday? The global momentum train is leaving it behind.
Tom, remember when you said that about semis last quarter? NVIDIA's already pulled back nearly 2% last session and 3% in a week. Momentum cuts both ways.
Sure, but it's still up 14% year to date. The AI capital spending isn't slowing down, Gerald.
Hold on, Tom. The FT is waving a red flag on AI IPOs. If a wave of them hits, that's new supply soaking up capital. Those momentum names could get diluted right at their peak.
IPOs take months to come to market. The momentum is now.
And that's exactly what people said before the last IPO wave. Remember 2021? Then the rug pull. I'm just saying, keep an eye on the exit.
So maybe the cleanest play isn't chasing momentum, but fading the top with puts on the NASDAQ ETF while staying long oil.
Meanwhile, Brazil's got a debt problem. Nikkei says 82 million adults behind on payments. That's nearly half the population, man.
And that's partly driven by high interest rates and rapid fintech expansion. Nubank's down 25% this year already. That's a credit cycle risk we can't ignore.
Banco Bradesco's forward PE is 6.3. But if asset quality cracks, that's value trap territory. Brazil's been the Teflon EM, but this is a real stress test.
Yeah, I'm not touching Brazil equities. The ETF's up 13% year to date, but on price to book of just under one, no buffer for a consumer-led recession.
Right. And government relief might be too little too late. I'd rather watch from the sidelines.
Speaking of second-order effects, the FT reports fertilizer groups are cutting production because the Iran war is choking sulfur supplies. That's hitting phosphate fertilizers.
And farmers in poorer countries are paying the price. Lower yields ahead. Wheat is up 23% year to date, partly on that.
So Mosaic and Nutrient are getting squeezed. Mosaic down 10% this year. Nutrient down 2% in a week. Input costs are brutal.
If you want to play it, buying wheat makes sense, but the fertilizer stocks, their margins are getting compressed from both ends.
But here's a bright spot. FT says Japanese retail trading volumes nearly doubled on AI fever. The Japan ETF's just 3% off its 52-week high, up 12.6% year-to-date.
And the hedged ETF is up 17%. That's a clean way to play the tech-driven gains without the yen risk.
To be fair, the volume surge could be froth. Remember the last time Japanese retail went wild was in 21, right before the top. But the trend is your friend, Tom.
Yeah. But I'll ride this wave. The Nikkei's got momentum, buddy.
And in deal news, the FT exclusive, Uber weighing a higher bid for Delivery Hero after its 11.5 billion euro offer was rebuffed.
Delivery Hero's up nearly 8% in a week, near its high. Bid speculation is a beautiful thing.
Honestly, 11.5 billion already feels rich. Uber's down 4% in a week. If they up the bid, they risk overpaying. That's a red flag for me.
And don't forget the regulatory risk. Consolidation and food delivery? Antitrust regulators will be all over it, especially in Europe.
Fair enough, but I like Uber's chances. They're building an empire, one delivery at a time.
All right, UK update. The FT says financial reforms are set to give a £1.6 billion boost to the City of London. Rachel Reeves championing growth.
The pound's been stuck near 52-week lows, so could be a re-rating if the reforms actually materialize.
LSEG up 6% year-to-date. Forward PE about 17. Financials-heavy UK index could get a lift.
Yeah, but the detail is thin. 1.6 billion sounds nice, but it's a rounding error compared to the cost of the war. I'm not loading up the pounds just yet.
Still, sentiment matters. I'll take it as a short-term tailwind.
And the short sellers are feasting on gambling stocks. FT says over $2.3 billion in profit betting against them.
DraftKings down 30% year-to-date. Flutter down 54%. Predictions markets and UK taxes are a brutal combo. The short sellers made billions betting against gambling. That's the most appropriate win ever.
Ha, fair enough. See, this is what I mean. Regulation and competition can destroy a sector faster than any bear case. These stocks were priced for growth that just isn't there.
And that's the whole story. No bounce in sight.
And Gerald, you'll love this. The FT's most original take is that IPO mania could signal a top. New supply removing the scarcity premium.
Exactly. If AI darlings go public, they'll soak up the capital that's been juicing Nvidia and the gang. It's the oil story in reverse. Supply floods equities.
No way, buddy. IPOs would just bring more attention and fresh money. The AI trade isn't a zero-sum game.
Tom, it is a zero-sum game for the existing names. Every dollar an IPO raises is a dollar not going into Nvidia. That's basic capital allocation.
And history says IPO waves often mark sentiment peaks. I'm not saying sell everything, but a hedge here is smart.
All right, I'll admit the risk, but I'm not feeding momentum just yet.
Also from FT, the Iran war is adding billions in interest costs to US debt. TLT down 3% year to date, near its 52-week low.
That's the other side of the oil story. Higher yields from the war are crushing bonds. Long duration is getting smoked.
So the trade isn't just long oil, it's also short bonds. The war premium is everywhere.
And one more from Nikkei. A Japanese firm warns of vicious stagflation in Indonesia. The Indonesia ETF is down 30% this year already.
Another EM under pressure. Demand destruction from high oil prices is a real theme, and it will eventually cap crude.
Yeah, but that's a lag effect. For now, the supply shock dominates. Last signal, Korea and Netherlands deepening chip partnership beyond ASML. ASML at an all-time high, up 11% in a week. That's a semiconductor CapEx story.
At a forward PE of 34, it's not cheap. But to be fair, the moat is massive.
And that partnership is a big structural tailwind. I'd rather own ASML than chase momentum names.
So, Marie, your cross-expression from earlier, fading rich momentum with QQQ puts while staying long oil via XLE call spreads, that's locking in the divergence.
Exactly. The war premium is under threat from deal talk, but physical scarcity hasn't gone away.
And the AI IPO wave is the equity mirror of that, a supply shock to the scarcity premium, the most important risk no one's talking about.
All right, I'm not fully convinced, but I'll hedge my bets. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
And we're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. See you then.